back. It's your girl, Chanel B, and I'm taking on the world. And might I add, before we even get into this, that it feels absolutely amazing to just sit here and not have to do anything other than record. For now, just for today, just for a couple of hours. Like, this is better than a lunch break at work, seriously. So today I'm coming to you guys just to kind of talk about what's been going on with me as usual, and kind of give y'all a little insight on opening up a business and things like that. I know that I've come in contact with quite a lot of people in these past, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years, that when you ask them about how to open up a business, they kind of almost don't want you to succeed. So, and Google really isn't a good tool for the information either, as I've noticed. So I kind of just want to give y'all little tidbits of information to kind of use your income in a different way, and that way you won't have to rely on the job that you currently have, or just kind of supplement your income for later use, or, you know, whatever, what have you, whatever you want to do with it. So opening up a business is not easy. You could always opt for going through like business consultations, where like a person who is experienced in business will help you along the way. It's not very common to do that. It's probably not affordable either. But basically all I did is I borrowed a basic business structure from another company, and I used it for myself in order to open up the business. And I just did step by step initially, of course. You have to have an idea. You have to have a passion. You have to have something that's really, something that you believe in, something that's really, you know, something that you feel really strongly about, something that you're willing to protect. And that'll keep you motivated and keep you going. And of course, you're going to need a business license through your state. And along the way, like right after you've gotten the business license, you'll see different options. You could always consult with your city, your Secretary of State, to see what the next steps would be, as far as like business insurance, your tax information, going to irs.gov to get your EIN, which should be first before you even get the business license. You need to get the EIN number, which you would go on irs.gov to get. And that's pretty much it. It's really, to initially get the paperwork is not that hard. It's really not. That's really it. And of course, you'd want a website, and GoDaddy is this is not sponsored, by the way, but, GoDaddy is a really good place to buy your domain and, get you a website started, so you can have a web presence and things like that. And that's pretty much it. And just then focus on your craft, focus on what it is that you started the business for, and you'll take off. Another thing that I want to mention to you guys is that just because there are 70 million nail salon businesses and you want to open up you know, a nail salon business, it doesn't matter if there's 71,000 or 70 million other nail salons in the nation. Yours will stand apart as long as you make it that way. You know what I mean? Don't let outside competition make you not want to do what it is that you're trying to do. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because you're going to gain your own clientele. It's really, to me, honestly, it's really not about competition, especially because you can't compare something that you're doing to someone else if you feel passionate about what you do, because you don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? They might just be doing the bare minimum and you're worried about competition when your product from the very beginning is just existentially awesome. So I wouldn't really let that bother you also. So I didn't really have a long spiel today. but I hope that, you know, you do try to pursue something outside of just working. Like if you can make resumes and you do a really good job at work making other people's resumes, you can always go ahead and start your own resume building business on the side. You know what I mean? And just get licensed for that. Or if people you know are always looking for jobs and you know, you're always the person that they call, start a recruiting business. You can do it right out of your home. You don't need an office. You really don't even need a computer. You know what I mean? And you can host job fairs and things like that. And, you know, things like that. I can't really even think of any other ideas. It really doesn't pertain to what I'm actually doing, because we own a restaurant, so. But those are a couple of good ideas. But just think about a passion that you have. And if you do have a job and you are looking to pursue a business, stay with your job. Make sure you stay with your job so that you can fund this business. Because getting capital from other people is sort of dangerous. Especially these people that our friends and things like that, to a certain degree, because you know that money, you know, could potentially, you know, ruin your friendship, and that's definitely not something that, you know, you're trying to do while you're trying to elevate. And then who wants to go and get a loan from a bank and then owe that money, like really, really owe that money? You know what I mean? Have to pay it within a certain amount of time. Without seeing profits or any kind of like ruining the potential for your business. You know, like in a restaurant, if I were to borrow money from, which it would be very nearly, I wouldn't say impossible, but it would be kind of hard to find a bank that would fund a restaurant because they have so many failing restaurants. So, you know, this restaurant would be solely funded by the work that we do at our actual 9-to-5 jobs. Turn around and take that money and put it into the restaurant. So I don't know, this episode is kind of all over the place as far as some of the topics I was talking about. I just have so much going on. Me and my husband have so much going on, and it's been like a few hours that we've been able to just be like, oh. If you're here still up until this point, go ahead and check us out. Our website is thecajunpride.com. That's thecajunpride.com. And let us know what you think. We ship. We take catering orders. We do parties and luncheons and things like that. So check us out at thecajunpride.com. Because of course, you know, I have to plug my own stuff in here now. Let us know what you think. And other than that, keep taking on the world. I know I am. Oh my gosh. As soon as I get off this podcast, I'm going to end up having to go do something. So I love you guys and thanks for listening. Check in with me soon. Bye.